This episode of On.net brought to you by the letter E and the number 5. You're not going to want to miss this episode of the On.net show where we talk about same-site cookies, and if things are breaking, we're going to help you fix it. A little janitorial work with Barry Dorans. Make sure you tune in. Hello and welcome to this episode of On.net with a very excited Seth Juarez and
a very special guest.
A very special guest.
Me.
Barry Dorans, I believe, is the European pronunciation.
Well, not really. It would be Dorans if you wanted to be correct about it, Seth.
I never want to be correct about anything. By the way, this episode is all about cookies.
Or biscuits, as the British call them.
So let's talk about biscuits and why they're important in ASP.NET. Take it away, my friend. I'm going to ask a lot of dumb questions.
Which is par for the course.
That's right. That's why I'm so good at this, friends.
I know. So it's not that cookies are important. It's that Google kind of changed the spec and broke the world.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes. The spec has been changed to improve the security of the internet. Unfortunately, the spec has been changed in a way that is not backwardsly compatible with all the older browsers out there.
Oh, wait a minute. So something's different now security-wise, and if people are looking at their website now and things feel broken.
If login feels broken, which is, you know, not an unimportant part of your website.
Essential, but somewhat important.
Yes. So,
What broke?
Well, why don't we start off with talking about what the same site cookie is?
Let's do it.
Okay, you are aware of what a cookie is.
I had one for lunch. Are we talking about other kinds of cookies?
We are talking about web cookies.
Okay.
The ones that don't increase your waistline.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So little text files that a website can drop that have stuff in them. And they're used for lots of things. But in this case, we're thinking of ones that are used specifically for authentication.
Okay.
Okay? And so authentication has been long problematic on the web. We have had security vulnerabilities around cross-site request forgery, and various attempts have been made to secure this type of login flow. And the same site attribute on a cookie was one of these. And so what the same site attribute was there for is it would say, only send this cookie to the website that issued it and not from a flow that has come from any other website. So, you know when you hit login with Active Directory or login with Google or login with Facebook, it goes out of your website to another website, lets you log in, comes back again.
Broken.
Yeah,
I get it now.
In some circumstances.
Yeah, because now what's happening is the cookie's like, oh, this isn't the same site that's asking for this, even though it's the same flow experience for the same site.
Yes.
Okay.
So the original standard had two settings, strict, which is me, and lax, which would be me. And so strict would say, don't send it unless it's a request that's only come from within my site. Lax would say, you can send it if it's a safe request that's come from another site, a get request rather than a post request. Certain things were marked as safe. And then the other option was really none, where I'm not going to mark the cookie with either strict or lax, and it just gets treated as there's no security on it, we'll let it flow however it wants.
Okay.
Which is the way that it used to work before the standard came along.
Oh, and so somebody changed it to now if it's none, it's going to be one of the other two.
Kind of,
okay.
Yes. So none used to be we don't emit this value with a cookie, and then Google have changed it so there is now a new value, none, which means there are no restrictions whatsoever.
Okay.
So whereas before, the attribute didn't get emitted, and that meant there were no restrictions. Now the attribute gets emitted with a value of none, and that means, okay, there are no restrictions. However, this would all be well and good, except for the fact that the original spec said, if I am a browser and I come across a value that I don't understand, it could be a value of Seth, for example,
right.
Same site equals Seth. What I will do is I will ignore that value and I will switch myself into strict mode.
Oh, so it's like someone's doing something I don't know, so I'm going to.
So when this new attribute value comes in of none, all the old browsers switch themselves into strict mode. And your login breaks. And so by old browsers, I don't mean, you know, IE, for example, because IE never understood same site, mm-hmm. so it just ignores it altogether. I'm talking about older browsers on, say, your iPhone or on your Android device that hasn't been updated recently. So what people will see is in certain types of external flows, typically login flows via OpenID Connect, on older browsers, it will suddenly break. Because what we did in December was we pushed a change that says, OK, if you're going to tell ASP.NET to use the none value, we're going to emit this new value because Chrome, frankly, has a larger market share. Mm-hmm. So we break less people by supporting new versions of Chrome than we do by sticking to the older version and making you opt in.
I see. So the framework is automatically servicing the needs of the actual browser, depending on what's going on. If there's a new standard, we try to make sure to keep up with that.
We do. The unfortunate thing being, of course, this fallback in the original spec that said, if you don't understand what the attribute is, turn yourself into ultra secure mode. So all the browsers that don't understand the new one, which was pretty much everything but Chrome, broke.
Right.
Which makes people really unhappy.
Sometimes I'm unhappy when things break, but Barry here is here
to show. This has been 6 months of pain for me.
Which I'm okay with.
Yes, that doesn't surprise me.
Well, let's ruminate. We're okay with that.
No, Seth, we're not.
Well, let's fix it then.
All right.
Let's do it.
So let's demonstrate something that's broken.
Okay.
Here we have a typical ASP.NET application. I'm doing it in ASP.NET Core because that's where I live in these days. And I'm going to log in, and I'm going to log in via Google.
I'm going to say you need some work on your
my
CSS
presentation skills.
Maybe you should get like a designer for this.
Do you know how much designers cost?
I know.
I don't have that type of budget.
It's true.
Yeah. So if I click login, and this is the sort of break that you see.
And it's because the redirect came. There was a cookie set up on your original site that now is like, oh, wait a minute, coming from the wrong thing. You emitted none. And now it's like, I don't know where this is coming from, and this is strict, and I'm not doing anything.
Well done, sir.
Yes, so, I learned something.
So what happens with OIDC is in order to make sure that it is a valid request and it's one that we've triggered, we drop what's called a correlation cookie. Mm. The correlation cookie has a value. We also send that value to the OIDC server. The OIDC server sends it back, and we compare it against our correlation cookie. Only now, we can't read our correlation cookie because the request has come from a remote OIDC server. I can't read it to match them up, and everything just falls apart.
It's kind of like whenever you send me a package in InterOffice Mail, there's no way I'm ever going to open it.
I that's very hurtful. Those were deeply well thought through presents.
Thank you.
Yes. Like sending ketchup to Matt Velasco.
That's right,
yes.
Which we should always do.
Yes.
So how do you fix this?
Well, let's show you how you can diagnose this here. So in Core, you can actually see there's a failure down here. And this will appear in your logs. And it goes unhandled exception and system exception correlation failed. You don't see this error message in Core because we made Core secure by default. So you don't see raw error messages. So this isn't just limited to Core. This goes all the way back. This is a problem in web forms. This is a problem in old style MVC. It's a problem in new style MVC. It's a problem in Razor pages. And everyone has just gotten upset. Internally, there has been like a 6-month effort to get everything updated. Uh-huh. It's still going on because some people missed their deadlines. But what
Oops.
Can you do?
Well, not us.
No.
Because we're here doing this show for you, good fine people.
Yes. And we have documentation for all of this, and no one reads the documentation, hence me wanting to do this.
Well, we'll put it in the links below, just in case you don't like this style of banter,
links.
Which is very good,
links.
By the way. Okay.
Yes. Look, you can paste the links in later.
Nice.
All right. So we'll close this down. And I'm going to switch to my big sample project.
And this is just the regular samples sites.
Yeah. So the on our docs page we have a bunch of pages, but they include runnable samples.
Got it.
Which is lovely. So we're going to start off with as old as we can go with this, which is ASP.NET 4.72.
Which is literally months ago.
It's slightly more than months ago. We have had some emails from people that say I am stuck on .NET 3.5, where I am stuck on .NET 4.6. I can't help you, I'm afraid.
I spent
3 weeks trying to get any of this to work. The problem is that we only introduced the concept of same site in ASP.NET 4.72.
And again, this isn't something that we broke. This is just something that older browsers now are not okay with.
So the lowest darn I can go is ASP.Net 4.72. So we're going to start with good old web forms.
Okay.
Okay?
Let's do it.
I have C# samples. I have VB samples.
Okay.
Which would you like?
I'm going to throw you a curveball and say VB.
Which is great. It took me a day to write the C# samples.
Okay.
It took me 3 to 4 days to translate them into VB.
Mm.
Because some of my code broke those online translators.
Okay. All right, let's
Here
see.
Here I have a VB project.
Okay.
And let's look at the important things. We have default.aspx,
okay.
Which is my lovely form.
Of course.
We'll look at the source code behind it, if I can remember how to do that. View code, there we go.
F7.
Oh, right. So I have a post back. I'm going to write out some cookies. And inside the cookies, you can see that, oh, look, same site equals none.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to add the cookie. I'm also going to just fiddle around and do some other stuff, but this is the simple things. So this will write out the none attribute.
Okay.
Because this has been an updated version of .NET. So once it starts, I'm going to click Create Cookies, and nothing really has changed. The way that you see this is you hit F12, we go across to Application, we go across to Cookies, and let's drag this all the way over.
There's
you
the
can
cookie.
See, but there's a same site column, and it has a value of none.
Okay.
This ASPX auth cookie is our web form's login cookie, good old cookie auth. And so it's being emitted with same site equals none for an updated browser, which is great. Until someone comes along.
And does like a redirect OAuth.
Well, thing. No. This will work because I've set it to same site none. So this is in fact right.
Okay.
But if you come along with an old browser that doesn't understand a same site.
Strict. Then it'll automatically.
It'll go to strict and everything just falls apart.
Okay.
So there were a couple of ways to fix this. The way that Google were recommending people fix it was you issued double cookies. So you'd issue one with same site equals none and one without the attribute at all. But that doesn't really work for us as a framework. Because we don't control how lots of components out there issue cookies. And we wanted to make sure that everyone had a chance to get updated.
And that makes sense, because there might be, like, you might have a component in there that's dropping cookies for the state of whatever they're doing on the client side. And they're not going to put two cookies, one for a same site equals none and same site equals whatever else.
Yes. So we took the other option, which frankly is just as ugly.
Okay.
We sniff based on browser agent string. Not great, but it supports third-party components and a bunch of other stuff, and it works for us. It also means, you know, when you are using your phone, the limit on the size of cookies that can be issued is, in fact, an awful lot smaller than on desktops. So double cookies, especially double authentication cookies, tend to just spill over on the iPhone.
Mm-hmm.
So this is ugly. We know it's ugly. We apologize.
There's like a giant switch statement somewhere, basically, right?
Yeah, let's show you that.
So,
these samples are all available within the docs for download.
Sure, we'll put links below so people can look at them. Yes.
Hello.
Okay, so here we have samesitesupport.vb.
Okay.
And this is pretty much all your switch statements.
Oof.
So we spent a lot of time with the AAD people and looked at the vast majority of browsers that hit AAD. And we covered the common scenarios with all those AAD ones, which are iPhones, Macs, older versions of Chrome, and apparently Unreal Engine.
Hey, now.
I know. So there are a bunch of, I guess it must be Xbox games.
And that's interesting because, oh, wow, that is interesting.
Yeah, so you know those games where you log in with your Xbox thing and you can get all the achievements?
Yes.
I guess it's those.
Mm, interesting. So this is just a snippet of code that you can add. And while you may feel like you need to take an extra long shower at night, it will fix some of that backwards.
It will fix the majority of the backwards compatibility issues. I am sure that there are customers out there with very weird browsers, things that are baked into hardware devices that we have never heard of. So because we're not shipping this code, we're making you put it into your project and compile it in. For those people that have been using ASP.NET for years, they may remember the browser.cap.ini file where we had a list of browser capabilities, and every time we updated ASP.NET, it was already 3 months out of date. We're not getting into that game. We can't ship this fast enough to be useful, to allow you to customize things, so we've given you a way to customize it yourself by just dropping it into your project. So you take the same site support and you drop it in. And then there's also a little function here that does a bunch of filtering. And so it will look to see if the browser supports same site.
And then it'll just go through all the cookies and clean them up.
If it doesn't support it, it will remove the same site none attribute by setting same site mode to a magic number. Because we can't add things to attributes, because that's a breaking change.
Like, it literally feels like if you would have put hex in there, it would have been the same kind of fix.
So minus one.
Okay.
Minus one is now the indicator that says do not emit the attribute at all.
Got it.
So here we go. It's not too bad. We check whether it disallows same site, and if it doesn't understand the new value, we're going to strip the same site attribute altogether, and it will work just the way it used to work. And the final thing is then hooking that up. In application begin request, you just hook up the same site cookie rewriter, filter it, and that's it. So you need to take three files for web forms. Our checker, to check that this is the capabilities of the browser.
The cookie fixer.
And then this one line.
Do it every time there's a request, basically.
Pretty much. And that's it. The nice thing is you can also use web.config, and you can set session state. So you can set session state to be lax, or you can set it to be none. And here we're also setting the default to be none for forms auth, which is what you want if you're doing this external flow.
And my sense is that if you're doing not web forms, let's just say you're using an older version of MVC or MVC in general, same process. You just got to find a way to look at the browser. Or is it better? Worse?
Better? I think you may have to make up your own mind for that.
Okay.
So let's switch to MVC.
Okay.
And this time, let's go to C Sharp.
All right.
Just to prove that it works. And here we are in C Sharp, and we have the same rewriter.
Yeah, the rewriter.
The same detection.
Uh-huh. And now I'm guessing there's some middleware.
Kind of.
Okay.
So there is what's called a cookie manager option on every single authentication middleware. So here we're doing cookie authentication. The OIDC middleware has one. The WSFed middleware has one. Every single one has a cookie manager. And so we set the cookie manager to be a new same site cookie manager.
And then you chain it.
Pass in the old one.
Yeah.
System.web cookie manager. If you don't pass in this old one, then what happens is cookies randomly get lost.
Yeah.
So then we have our cookie manager, which you can just drop in. And it does pretty much exactly the same thing. It calls check same site down here. And then it will rewrite the cookie.
There you go.
And we set it to null.
Interesting.
In this case. So we now have one more file to drop in and a different way to wire it up. And you need to wire it up in all of your authentication. Wherever anything has a cookie manager, authentication, session, anything like that, wire in the new cookie manager.
And you know what's really cool about this is that at home I'm the cookie manager.
No, you're the cookie monster.
Oh, that is correct. So
how many Girl Scout cookies did you buy this year, Seth?
I feel like that's private information.
Okay, how many boxes are left considering the Girl Scout cookie came out last week in Washington?
I have been known to put down a sleeve at a time.
Okay.
Serving size is sleeve.
Uh-huh. Do your kids actually get any of them?
Let's not talk about that. There's people watching.
That'll be a no. I'm sorry, children.
So basically, now we have a way to fix this same site issue.
Yes.
Whether you're in MVC or web forms, if you're back. But if you're doing ASP.NET Core, there's already a solution for that?
Again, Kind of.
Okay.
We still have to have this browser sniffing component, no matter what.
Okay.
It just looks slightly different in ASP.NET Core. So here we go, ASP.NET Core MVC. Let's look at this. Here we have our sniffing, same file. And this time, it actually gets a little bit easier. I have a cookie policy. So cookie policies we put in originally for GDPR. So you could change how cookies got written and whether they were written or not.
Oh, interesting.
So we're hijacking that, and we're using it to do the check to see if the attribute value of none is supported. And if it isn't, we just pull it out. So here we go. We have just a cookie policy. On append cookie, it'll go and check same site. And on delete cookie, it will also go and check same site.
Oh, that's not bad. That's a little bit better.
Yeah. So here we have, darn, here we go. Check same site. We need to cut this function in. And look, there I'm setting it to the magic number of minus one. And that's it. So if the browser that's here doesn't support the new stuff, I set it to minus one and it isn't emitted at all.
Cool. So if people are running this problem, we'll put the links below so that people can get to it.
I'm only doing this so Golnaz has real difficulty trying to fit it in between.
Well, she won't. She's just going to make you look foolish because she has
all power. I think I can do that for myself. Thank you very much.
So if you're running the same site cookie issue, we're going to put some links below. We've shown you some examples of how to fix it. Anything else in closing, my friend?
So in ASP.NET Core 3.1, we actually got to add the enum. So there is now an enum where it is, instead of having this magic number of minus one, same site mode unspecified means don't write it out.
Oh.
Because we could break things in 3.1 because it was new.
Oh, I see.
So it was coming out at the same time as Google were issuing their updates. So,
well,
3.1. So this is absolutely horrible.
But you still have to do sniffing all the way down.
You do have to do sniffing until you are sure that all of your customers have updated their browser.
Well, thank you so much for spending some time with us with this horrible, wonderful thing that you've shown us.
I know, it's disgusting, isn't
it? But sometimes, you know, you got to clean stuff up, and that was what this was.
Yep. There was no pretty way to do it, unfortunately.
Well, thank you so much, my friend. Thank you so much for watching. This has been another episode of On.NET with a less handsome version of Cecil, namely Seth Juarez. Thanks for watching. We'll see you next time.
Very handsome me.